Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Dan, after some research and some help from our roving reporters on the streets, Dan McLaughlin played at Columbia Edgewater. He was the guy trying to do 10,000 hours golf and see how far he could go. His best score was a 74.
Oh, well, so, that's a nice score.
It is a nice score, but 10,000 hours.
Nah, that got you 74.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's now
doing
in
something.
The beverage business.
Yeah. Well, good for him. But he's got a great golf game, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he shoots 74. I'm guessing he's out. You know, he's.
I don't know. He might have just hung it up. He's like, this sucks. Golf's maddening. All right. College football playoff musings. We have finally got there, guys.
You're headed towards Turdville.
We did it. I see
we're,
where
we're probably supposed to break in 2 minutes, so I don't know how long these musings.
About three.
Will be.
I see where the SEC still has eight teams alive for the 12-team playoff.
What an exciting time!
Yeah, but some of those are going to get chopped off. Like we got Alabama, LSU this week.
That's what I was getting at. So you got you're going to have a two-loss SEC team that is likely going to be left out.
Yeah.
Of the tournament.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but most likely.
And if you lose three, you're like I said, that's an elimination.
Well, that's what I mean, three, you're done. Yeah. Two loss SEC team could be left out. Mm-hmm. The interesting question is, will the Big 12 only get its champion in?
Yeah,
that and the ACC really.
Well, I'm very very confident that if BYU runs the table and goes 12-0 and then loses to, I don't know, Iowa State or Colorado, whatever, right? In the Big 12 title, there's just no way.
Do you believe?
There's no way you're keeping out. Because at that point, BYU would be fifth in the country, sixth in the country, and you lose a game that you didn't have to play. It's an extra game. There's no way they're getting out. And at that point, you would get two in. But, you know, if BYU has a loss they go and get bounced in the Big 12 title game. Then all of a sudden you got a two-loss team. That's a little more dicey. But if you are 12-1 and you're in the Power Four, you're in. I don't care what ACC, Big 12, you're in. You're not getting.
So these SEC teams are rooting for BYU and Miami to lose.
Yes, you need losses.
So the games this weekend, if you look at the most important games this weekend with playoff imps. You got a lot of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the beauty of the new format.
And that's why I roll my eyes a little bit when people start doing the, you know, like I know people are talking about Boise and does Boise get a bye? Just let the GD thing play out because so many, and we do this even with the four team, most of these scenarios get solved in the final month of the season.
Yeah, so tonight.
But we need to yell about it now.
You got to yell now.
Well, not tonight, but this weekend we have Georgia Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. That's
excited
in
for that one.
Ole Miss.
Yep.
If the Rebels lose, they're out.
They're out.
Georgia loses and they're on life support.
Yeah, white knuckling it.
Bama LSU, that's in Baton Rouge. The loser completely out of the race. Winner stays alive but needs help.
Yep.
Michigan plays at Indiana. The Hoosiers, they got to get to the Big Ten title game.
Yes.
So a loss here would hurt them bad because they have Ohio State on deck, mm-hmm. and that's in Columbus.
Yes.
So Indiana really needs this one. Yeah.
And if they do, I think Indiana is in a great spot. As long as they don't get blown out, if they beat Michigan, I'll make a bold prediction here. As long as they don't get blown out by Ohio State, they guarantee a spot. Because then that goes back to the, even if they don't make the Big Ten title game, you are 11, or you'd be 11-1.
One loss out of a power conference.
One loss out of a power conference. And if that one loss is to Ohio State, and that's a close loss.
Who is either going to be one or two in the country?
You are in. So this Michigan game is enormous for Indiana.
Then you have Penn State hosting Washington.
Yeah.
Penn State racing to the Big Ten title game. They have to win to get there, so they got to win this game.
Yep.
Colorado is playing at Texas Tech.
And they still have sights on the Big 12 title game.
Buffs have to win to keep pay. They already have two losses.
Yeah.
So they cannot lose. They have to get into the Big 12 title game, so they have to win that one. Mm-hmm. BYU is at Utah. If BYU loses, that opens the Big 12 title race wide open because there are seven teams within two games of them. Mm-hmm. So they have to keep up that lead. Iowa State at Kansas, exact same thing. Only Iowa State's already lost one, so they can't lose. Oklahoma, Missouri. Missouri loses, they're out. Miami plays at Georgia Tech. If Miami loses, that gives SMU the inside track to the ACC title game because the last three for SMU, they're easy.
Mm-hmm.
So SMU is likely going to go undefeated. Now, a Miami loss brings Clemson and Pitt back into play.
Yeah.
In the ACC, because otherwise Miami and SMU, they kind of control their own debt. Like, they're not going to play each other.
Nope.
So they're both undefeated. If they continue that, wait, SMU is undefeated?
No, SMU.
No,
lost
they've lost
to
one.
BYU.
That's right. Sorry. So SMU needs to win out, and Miami wins out. They're the two in the title game.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're both and SMU is undefeated in the conference, which is what matters. So.
But Clemson and Pitt get back into play if Miami loses that game at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And Clemson and Pitt play in a few weeks.
That's why.
And that would likely be an elimination.
There is so many. Of these games that still have to sort themselves out, that I just don't think this is going to be a bunch of controversy. I think at the end of this, when the dust settles, I'm guessing that there are going to be two spots for probably four teams. You're going to have to decide between, again, a two-loss SEC team that didn't make the conference title game and maybe a one-loss Big 12 or ACC team that didn't win their conference. It's going to be something like that. You're gonna have to decide between four teams for two spots. But I just will never feel bad for anyone that's in that 11 to 12 range because it's all in your hands. Like, you can't complain if you're not in the 12-team system. I get the four team. Like, last year, Georgia and Florida State both had legitimate gripes. But this, no. You're not going to get any sympathy from me if you're on the outside looking in.
All right. Coming up next, and hey, we did it. We did it.
We got to it.
College football playoff musings right there on
back
the
back on track, bitches.
That's right. Cocky sniffing all the way to in the news. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have... did you know that there was a presidential election and we have a new president?
Yes, we have a president-elect.
Yes, and he's not new. He's old.
But he's new.
But he's new.
Yeah, but he is old.
Has anybody ever done that?
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, spoiling my bits.
Oh, I didn't know that was a bit.
Way to go, Buckley.
Well, anyway.
Asked and answered.
Yeah, well.
If someone's finding this out for the first time, they're like, oh my God, we have a president?
Grover, do you think some people are out there just shaking their head at Buckley?
God,
Buckley.
Ruined my in the news.
Did you know who is leading the way? Maybe I'll tease this then. Do you know who is, please no answers, who is in the lead for Portland mayor?
Oh, I do know this.
Did you?
Well, I,
you see this?
I knew it as of last night.
I do knew that. Today.
Yeah. So we'll get to all the election updates, all the latest, next on In the News. Here's Buck.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it.
The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.